It's the Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals. Planes, trains, and automobiles. If you have kids, you know these are some things that they can be obsessed with when they're younger. And I especially had children that were into that. In fact, I still have one child who wants to be a pilot and he wants to, you know, go on trains all the time. So that's what we're talking about in today's episode of the Disneyland with Kids podcast. I'm Becca with this crazy adventure called life.
And I'm Jessica from the happiest blog on earth.
Okay, Jessica, when your kids were little, were any of them obsessed with cars and trains and airplanes?
Oh, absolutely. And we have a little one in our life right now who is obsessed with cars. And it was one of his first words, and everything he says is car, car, car. So it's so much fun to, and you know what? My teenage son is still obsessed with cars, but he's at that car show phase. So it never gets old.
Yeah. So I have one child that's still, he's almost nine, and he loves automobiles and trains and cars. So it's fun to go to Disney with them and find those things. And you might think, oh yeah, there's Cars Land. But actually all of those things are represented somewhere within Disneyland. And that's what we're going to talk about. And we'll just do it planes, trains, and automobiles. We'll do it in that order. So can you think of, like, most people can't think of planes at Disneyland, but I'm sure you know a couple.
Right, because there was a Pixar film, Planes, but that film never made its way into Disneyland Resort via an attraction. But the first plane that I think of is the one outside by Soarin', where usually Pluto is hanging out, where you can get photos with him. And then Soarin' itself, the queue, is a museum to Pioneers in Flight. So you'll see pictures and little descriptions all throughout that queue.
Yes. So Soarin' Over California. In fact, it used to be called, that area used to be called Condor Flats, but now it's called Grizzly Peak Airfield, which we love. It even has airfield in the name. And you did mention Planes, the movie. And I want to say sometimes you can find Planes merch at the gift shop right yes. there across from Soarin'.
That's right.
Yeah. So Soarin' is usually Soarin' around the world, but right now when we're recording this, it's Food and Wine Festival. So it's Soarin' Over California. It usually comes back every year during Food and Wine, which was the original ride. Do you have anything you want to share about the ride for our listeners?
Well, if you're afraid of heights, it's not for you. I am not. So it is a lot of fun to me. I love it when they switch it over to the California version, but I would love to see it have like a crisp, fresh update. So probably the same scenery, but just updated. And I would be fine if they kept that year round, but I really do love that they bring it back every year during the Food and Wine Festival, because it's such a California event and it's a perfect time for that.
Yes, definitely. There's like a lot of people say they prefer the California version. And I do, except for you can definitely tell how dated the film is. Like, we have such higher quality film now with 8K even. So I would love to see the scenes reshot, but I don't know if they'll be able to get anyone to fall off of a cliff on skis again. Because that's like my favorite.
AI.
And of course, there is also scents. They use scent in both versions. And in the California version, you get to smell those orange groves. And you just went on the first day of Food and Wine Festival, and you were one of the first people to ride, right?
I actually was not with the group that did that, but I have done that a couple times before. I think once we were together.
Yeah.
And it's really cool because you get to see them change the sign over, and they do that on purpose during pre-opening hours when fans and guests are there. It's become part of the show, and I really love that, and it's a celebration.
Definitely. All right, moving on to another airplane ride that a lot of people just don't even think about when you're thinking about planes at Disney parks. And this one is, we've talked about a little bit in the past about possible motion sickness and things like that. It is in Paradise Garden Park. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay, Goofy's Sky School. Is that it?
Yes. Yes. So Goofy's Sky School is a, we call them out of the, they're kind of called out of the box rides, which means they're very, there's a bunch of rides that are designed almost exactly like this. And then you put your own overlay. And this is a Wild Mouse ride, is the type. So it has an overlay that is themed from the 1940 Goofy short, Goofy Glider. And do you remember all of those old Goofy, how to drive a car, how to go fishing, all those shorts? They're some of my favorites.
And he's still struggling, but that's also the name Goofy's How to Play Yard over in Toontown.
Yes.
So it builds off of that.
Yeah. So you can get on there and learn how to fly with Goofy. And if you pay attention, there are like scenes from the short where he's teaching you how to fly. And it's kind of fun. My kid who loves planes, though, is actually the one that hates that ride because it does feel like you may go off the edge at some points. But the other two of my kids love it and they love to go do it by themselves. It does have a single rider. So if your child is old enough to do that, they can, and they can ride it over and over and over, and you don't have to do it over and over if you don't want to.
Yeah, I feel like that's one that people either love it or they hate it. So which one are you, Becca?
I hate it. Okay. I just don't like the jerkiness of it. Yeah.
So. Yeah, super jerky. But you are flying with Goofy style. He doesn't quite have his pilot license yet, or he still needs some practice.
So next up, let's talk about trains at Disneyland. And of course, we have one major ride that a lot of people just don't do during their vacation, but I think it's a must do. What is it, Jessica?
I would say it's the Disneyland Railroad. And if you know anything about Walt Disney, you know that he absolutely loved railroads. And his passion for railroads began long before Disneyland. And this is just a piece of Walt Disney really right in our park.
Yes. And in fact, he even had a miniature railroad, kind of like when you see in a little park for kids to ride on, something like that, in his backyard that he would go around on it. And there's pictures of it in this little railroad that he built in his backyard. But that is truly something that is Walt. And if you want to really experience Walt, you might have to find a way to get to ride the Lily Bell, which is a special car. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly how they're going about letting people ride it. I think VIP tour guides might be able to. Possibly sometimes they do it with a tour. I'm not. Sometimes Club 33 members can. But if you ever get the chance to ride in the Lily Bell, that is a special car designed by Lillian Disney herself. And it's beautiful. And it's kind of like a exclusive little thing that you can do. Have you ever ridden in it?
I have not. It looks so beautiful, though, the pictures. Yes. One thing that I have done outside of Disneyland Park, but ties into Walt and the railroad, is up in Los Angeles, you can visit Walt's barn through the Carolwood Society. So they have a bunch of artifacts from the Carolwood home. It was on Carolwood, that's the name of the street, where he built that railroad. So they have the barn from there. They have tons of pictures of Walt. And then they actually do have a little railroad at Griffith Park where this is at, but that one is not tied to Walt. But there's a lot of cool history there, and they open only on certain days of the week, and it is free to get into. But I would definitely check out the Carolwood Society online if that's something you're interested in doing and seeing a little bit more of Walt Disney history.
Yes. Okay. And we talked about this, I think a little bit, I think it was the What to Skip episode, But on the Disneyland Railroad, there is also a, you go around Disneyland, there's four stops, but the big thing to do is to do the Grand Circle Tour, which means you ride the whole way through. Technically, it's like you get on at Main Street, get off at Main Street, but I just think if you ride it the whole way from one stop anywhere, it counts. But there is something special you will see in between Tomorrowland and Main Street. And what is it, Jessica?
So you're gonna have to tell me the exact name, but you go through a journey in the Grand Canyon and you go back in time and you see dinosaurs and little hatching dinosaurs, volcanoes. It's a lot of fun, especially young kids just absolutely love this part of the railroad. It's, like you said, it's one of the best parts to see.
Yeah, and I don't have the official name right here with me, but if someone that is listening knows it, be sure to let us know in the comments. All right, let's move on to cars. And we know there's one big area for cars, so let's talk about the other areas first. And let's start, since we just talked about Tomorrowland, let's start right by the Tomorrowland station. What do we have there, Jessica?
We have Autopia. So Autopia. There's some things in the park that I don't say right, but I say that one right. A lot of people try to put in like an extra vowel and call it Autotopia, but it's just Autopia, where you can get your driver's license, you can drive around, you can let your kids drive you around and drive you crazy.
Yes, and that's another one we talked about recently. We talked about how I have a kid that specifically will either not hit use the steering wheel at all on it, or he will purposely go the way that will ram you into the guides. And so I try to avoid being the one to ride with that child because he's not tall enough to ride alone yet. It also is one that a lot of parents only do when they have kids that really want to do it because of the fact that the smell is very strong. It is a gas, there's a very strong gasoline smell in that area that can give a lot of people a headache. So just be aware of that. It does offer lightning lane. So if you don't want to be over there too long, you can utilize that. But a lot of times you don't need to because it's usually not too long of a wait. Okay, so we got Autopia. There's another one in Disneyland that a lot of people might not have it come to mind when we're talking about cars. And it's
Think of
kind
a
of a wild experience. Did that give you a clue?
Okay. Well, there's a couple, but since you said wild, I'm going to say Mr. Toad's Wild Ride in Fantasyland.
Yes, 100%. And that one is so much fun for kids because it's a dark ride and and it is a little scary. We'll put that. Some kids are a little scared of it. But the reason I think that one's so fun
Yes.
is because it has the steering wheel. So you can always use that as like a way to take their mind off of the scary scene. So I'm always like, oh, you're a crazy driver. What are you doing? And I used to do things like that with my kids when those scenes scared them because then they wouldn't be looking around thinking of the scenes. They'd be laughing at me, calling them a crazy driver. Okay, saying that though, I did remember there are a couple others that we might want to bring up, which one of which is Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin. I do not like that ride. It makes me really sick because I get motion sickness. I also just I think it's too dark of a ride for the land that it's in, which is Mickey's Toontown. But I want to know your thoughts because maybe you think differently.
Yeah, so Roger Rabbit isn't like a top of my list go-to, but if we happen to be there on another railroad attraction in Mickey's Toontown and the wait is like a walk-on, we'll do Roger Rabbit. A lot of like younger kids don't even know the story or the movie, so it's not as popular in that kind of way where people are like, oh, I love this movie. I want to ride it. Just a lot of people do ride it because it does offer a lightning lane. But if you want a planes, trains, and automobiles, I would definitely pick the train right next door, which is Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Yes, and I totally didn't even think of that one during the train one, but it's both a train ride and an automobile ride because
yes.
you go on a train, but you're following Mickey and Minnie who are in a car. So it has both of those incorporated. It is one of, we say this every time we talk about this ride, one of the best rides. It has the best queue of any ride we have done, the two of us, in all of Disney parks. And so it is definitely a must do. It also does offer Lightning Lane. So yeah, definitely check that one out. All right, let's move to across the Esplanade into Disney California Adventure, because we'll start with this one that I didn't even think of before, but now I want to mention it, is you can take a taxi somewhere in the parks on a ride. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. So Monsters, Inc., Mike and Sully to the Rescue, is a little stretch taxi because it used to be a stretch limo, but that's now it's right. a stretch taxi. And we hop in there and go through Monstropolis. Did I say yes. it right?
You did. You did. Yeah, so that's kind of a fun one. It's not really Cars themed as the ride, or it's just a way to take you through the ride, but it's because like Jessica mentioned, it used to be a stretch limo, and it's I don't even remember the name, all of a sudden it escaped me, the Hollywood limo ride, I can't remember what it's called,
Superstar limo something,
yeah, something like that, and it did not last very
long. YouTube videos do exist if you're really curious.
Yeah, so go check that. Okay, let's get into the main one, though. For all of those car lovers, I know this is the main attraction for those kids, and that is Cars Land. Every single ride in that land has to do with cars, which is kind of cool. And then it's built off of Radiator Springs from the Cars movies. The attention to detail. This is the first land at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. that the attention to detail was so like specific that you felt like you were transported. Cause this is prior to Galaxy's Edge, all that. That's the first time I felt transported into IP, a Disney IP, which or Pixar IP, I guess. So one thing about it is it has the cars. You can meet a lot of the cars from the franchise, including Lightning McQueen, Mater, Red, who is the fire truck, is sometimes out. And then Cruz Ramirez from the third Cars movie is often out. So that's fun. I'm going to let you talk a little bit about Radiator Springs Racers really quick because it's the main attraction there, and give a couple tips for us, Jessica.
Right. So Radiator Springs Racers, you have three ways that you can ride, and you can do all three of them if you want. They're all going to get you onto the same attraction. But the first way is your standby line. This is one of the most popular rides in the entire resort, and the standby line usually is 60 minutes or more. So if you're looking at the Disneyland app and you see it drop a little bit before that, you're going to want to hop on below 60 minutes. So you also have an option to purchase an individual Lightning Lane. So that means you're going to pay per person to ride this one attraction one time. And that will get you skipping ahead of the standby line. Now, the prices on that vary by day. It's based on demand, so you're just going to have to see if that's in your budget. But my favorite way to ride is the single rider line. You do not go with your party. Once you enter that single rider line, you're considered a solo person, and they will fill in the seats. Now, we do single rider a lot, but if you want that group picture that they take, it seats six people, and you're going to want to avoid single rider because you're going to want to be sitting with your group for that picture. It's an amazing ride. It's a combination of like thrill and dark rides, but just enough thrill. I think they do have a higher height requirement, but it's just enough thrill and just a lot of fun.
It is. And the other two rides in that land are, of course, Luigi's Rockin' Roadster, Rollickin' Roadsters, and that is Luigi brings in all his cousins and they're dancing and celebrating, and the cars actually dance. It's a trackless ride, which is so much fun to look at and be like, how do they do that? And then of course one of my favorites, and you wouldn't think this because I get motion sickness, but I love Mater's Junkyard Jamboree. I love it with a friend. Oh my gosh, it's so fun. We just play a good game of corners when we're on it.
Seriously. And That one seems like it would be so much fun at night too.
Yes. Yes, it is. Well, we are out of time, but oh my gosh, we talked a lot about lots of different modes of transportation. What other things would you consider in your planes, trains, and automobiles plan for your Disneyland vacation? Let us know and be sure to subscribe, and we'll see you real soon.